Maseches Demai, Perkei, Mishnah Tes, 5-9. The Mishnah continues to discuss the question of purchasing different batches of food from different people and tithing one on behalf of the other. The previous Mishnah already had lapsed into the topic of Tevel, certainly untithe food, as opposed to Demai, food purchased from an Amaretz, which is of questionable tithing requirement. Here we continue with the topic of Tevel, certainly untithe food, and the question of if, although it said in the previous Mishnah you could tithe one batch of Tevel on behalf of another batch, the question here becomes, what about if the batches come from different people of different religions in Israel, if you will? So the Mishnah here says, Ma'asrin Mishel Yisrael al Shel Nochri. First of all, the Mishnah says, if you purchase two batches of produce, let's say two barrels of wheat, one barrel came from a Yisrael, a Jew, and one barrel came from a Nochri, a non-Jew, but of course grew in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah here says that one may tithe one batch of wheat on behalf of the other. Doesn't matter which. They have equal tithing obligation. This, of course, assumes that when a non-Jew owns land in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't exempt his produce from the produce that grows in the land that he owns from being tithed. That is actually a topic of machlokas amongst the Tanaim. Rabbi Meir, who's the author of our Mishnah, holds that Ein kinyan l'nochri b'Eretz Yisrael lafkia min ha'maaser. He holds there is no, just because a non-Jew owns land in Israel doesn't exempt it from the tithing obligations. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. However, the other Shita is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Yesh kinyan l'nochri b'Eretz Yisrael lafkia min ha'maaser, that if a non-Jew owns land in Israel, that exempts that land, the produce from that land, from being tithed. And therefore, the halacha doesn't follow our Mishnah, Reb Meir. The halacha follows Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. Therefore, our Mishnah is not the halacha, but notwithstanding that, according to Reb Meir, the author of our Mishnah, a non-Jew who owns land in Israel, the produce that grows on his property is fully obligated in tithing, just as if it had grown in Jewish-owned land. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Ma'asr Mishel Yisrael al Shel Nochri, you can tithe from Jewish produce on for produce purchased from a non-Jew. And similarly, Mishel Nochri al Shel Yisrael, and same goes all the way also. You could take from the non-Jewish sourced produce on behalf of the Jewish sourced produce. Mishel Yisrael al Shel Kusim, Mishel Kusim al Shel Kusim. And also, just as you can treat a Jew and non-Jews produce in Eretz Yisrael equally, you can treat the produce grown by a Kusi like a Jew. Now, a Kusi in English is a Samaritan. The Kusim, the Samaritans, were brought into Eretz Yisrael in the time of Bais Rishon, in the First Temple period, in the wake of the exile of the 10, what we call lost tribes. So the land was empty, and Assyria exiled them. So Assyria brought in other peoples, the Kusim, to populate the lands in Eretz Yisrael. The story, you can see more detail there in Malachim Beis. That's Kings 2. Perek Yedzayin, chapter 17. So these Kusim, Samaritans, came in. They were from a place called Kusa in southern Iraq today. And hence Kusim. They're called in English Samaritans because they lived in Samaria. In any case, they originally were idolatrous. However, at that time, I'm talking 3,000 years ago, in the time of Bais Rishon, there were lions, wild lions, in Israel. And the lions were attacking the Kusim, and the Kusim reasoned it must be because the local gods are unhappy with their idolatrous behavior, and they opted to convert to local religion, meaning to Judaism. So the Kusim then became converts, but sort of derogatorily referred to by the rabbis as lion converts, because they converted only because of the lions, not because of the truth of the Torah, and therefore it was always sort of dubious whether their conversion was legitimate or not. You see here in our Mishnah, we're assuming that, it actually is unclear, but our Mishnah and many other Mishnayos hold that, at least in the time of the Mishnah, that we assume that their conversion was totally legitimate, and they are Jews. The problem is that the Jewish observance of the Kusim was also left what to be desired. It seems they took the written Torah seriously, but the oral Torah and the drush of the rabbi not seriously. And that being the case, they were careful to tithe their own produce because the Torah mandates it, but they didn't have any inhibition of selling produce to other purchasers without it being tithed. It was sort of buyer beware, and the purchaser had the burden of tithing the produce, not the seller. That being the case, when you're buying produce from a kusi, the Mishnah is assuming the kusi is like a Jew. But notwithstanding, his produce is assumed certainly not tithed, according to the Tanna Kamma, because the kusim, as a matter of course, did not tithe their food. And therefore, you could purchase one batch of tevel from a Jew and a second batch of tevel from a kusi, and safely assume that both batches have not been tithed, and therefore you could tithe one on behalf of the other. That's what the Mishnah says here, Misha Yisrael al shel kusim. You can tithe Jewish produce on behalf of kusi produce, and Misha al kusim al shel kusim. And similarly, if you buy from two different kusi Samaritan farmers, you can safely assume that both of them sold you untithed produce. And that being the case, you can tithe one on behalf of the other. Now, you recall I said that the kusim were careful to tithe food for themselves before eating it themselves, because they held, like the Torah said, that it must be tithed. So the Tanna up to now had assumed that they just would do what makes economic sense for them and only sell untithed produce, because watch, they lose money on tithing it. Let the purchaser do the tithing. However, Rabbi Eliezer oser mishal kusim al shal kusim. Rabbi Eliezer forbids tithing one batch of kusi produce on another batch of kusi produce. His concern is that one of the two kusim may have originally intended to eat this food himself and therefore tithed it, and then later changed his mind. And that being the case, it ends up that midoraisa, one batch was tithed and one batch had not been tithed. And therefore, Eliezer holds one can't assume that two separate kusims sold produce have equal obligations. Now, as a matter of halacha lemaisa, after the Mishnah was written, in the time of the Gemara, it was discovered that the Samaritans on Har Gerizim had an idolatrous temple there where they worshipped like a statue in the shape of a dove. And at that point, they were decreed to be idolatrous for all intents and purposes. And that being the case, the kusim now become not like Jews, but by non-Jews, certainly non-Jews. But that's after the time of the Mishnah. As a matter of interest, the Samaritans still exist today in Eretz Yisrael. There are about 800 of them in total. Two communities, one in the West Bank and one in Holon, each about 400 people, and they have their own religious status in Israeli law. They're even according to them, they're the true Jews, and as opposed to the Jews who brought back something corrupted, according to them, when they came back from Bavel at the end of the between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, at the end of the first exile. In any case, so therefore the halacha doesn't kick in here at all, because kusim are non-Jews. But be that as it may, our Mishnah is altogether not lalacha, as I said before, because Jew, according to halacha, a non-Jew who owns land in Eretz Yisrael, the produce is exempt from the Torah, whereas a Jew who owns land in Eretz Yisrael, of course, his produce is obligated in tithing.